Our evaporite minerals then, halite's an example. Another one is gypsum, which then contains calcium and sulphate. We saw this in first year. Where did you see gypsum in first year? 10, 11. Towards the end. The environmental section. Acid rain. Whereabouts in acid rain? We talked about the ways that you can reduce acid rain. Okay. The deal was, where does most of the acid rain pollutants sort of come from? Sulfur, SO2. Yeah, how do you get rid of the SO2? Reacted with limestone, gypsum, and then stuff the gypsum back down the coal mine hole. Okay, there's huge amounts of gypsum that man's making at the moment, but it's also quite a common compound. Obviously, you can see in seawater, you've got calcium, you've got sulfate. You concentrate it up enough, then you're going to form gypsum as a solid. So that's the sequence then. It drops out gypsum first, the least soluble. After that, halite, and you can imagine, it's got to be very concentrated to drop out sodium chloride. And then finally, the bitumen salts, which contain the magnesium component in seawater. Now, at the moment, there are no big basin deposits forming. Okay, so it just depends on the geological situation as to whether evaporite minerals are forming or not. The carbonate sands, these are removed by biotic mechanisms, taking the carbonate and the calcium component to form carbonate sediments. These can be in the form of continental shelf deposits, such as the Great Barrier Reef, or in pelagic oozes. So at the bottom of the ocean, over the last 10 to 8 years, there are plankton skeletons which contain calcium carbonate. Those skeletons then cover half of the world's ocean floor, so there's not a tiny amount of calcium carbonate floating around there.